Well, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Do you know, I've had a whole week back at home, and I'm desperately trying to hold on to little bits of my trip. And I did a podcast this week for my energy club people, for my energy peeps, and I was talking about the energy of grief and how I think that when we lose someone, it's nice to be able to hold on to bits of them. And I don't mean that physically. I mean like doing something that reminds us of them, doing something that connects us with them, whether that's eating an ice cream or having fish and chips or wearing red or whatever little thing that you remember they did or you did together that you can still do even in their absence. So I am in the absence of Italy. That is the current state. And I loved Italy. And it's like, how can I take a little piece of that with me? I've got some little glass beads that I bought in Venice around my wrist. And every time I look at them, I go, ooh, handmade glass beads. How beautiful. Now, I'm a glass slut. For some of you know that about me, I collect a lot of coloured glass. So the glass of Venice was amazing, right? So little glass beads around my wrist, and they were cheap as chips, a little cheerful. I loved all the glass, but I was like, I'm not going to spend fucking 5,000 euros on a big hunk of glass and drag it home. And I like old glass more than I like Murano glass. Anyway, long glass story. But I've got little beads, little cheap beads around my neck. Wrist, Lisa, around my wrist. I love them. And so that's one little thing. I've completely changed my coffee drinking habits, which I've already talked about. And I now have tiny wee espressos instead of big fucking milky jugs of shit. And so I've changed my coffee habit. So, and this morning I bought a very expensive, might I add, gluten-free croissant, because in Italy I dipped a croissant in my espresso for breakfast. Oh my fucking God. Anyway, and that was gorgeous. And so I'm just every day trying to retain a little piece of that. And, you know, all of us, all we want, I've been thinking about it this morning, we just want a feeling. That's all humans want. We all want feelings. And I think our life is like a mosaic of shit we collect. So you imagine that, I don't know if you've ever made a mosaic. So imagine that you are a blank table, and every single person you come into contact with, or every trip you do, or every memory you create, or every job you have, or every relationship you start, or every person, experience, place adds a little tile or a little bead to that table. By the end of your life, you have this incredible mosaic of things you've collected. And it's our job to collect experiences, you know? And then it's our job to embed them, poke them in to the grout of your table, I reckon. So how can you poke little bits? Take a little piece, a tiny little thing from what was a big thing. Like my trip to Europe was a big thing, but I've taken tiny little things and I'm just trying to squish them in to everyday life so that I am forever changed as a result of that experience. And I think that's the same if you have a person in your life, a place in your life, whatever it is. But I love the idea of that. I love that we're all collecting meaning. Like we're meaning making machines, humans. We want to make meaning out of everything. And then on top of making meaning, we're all collecting experiences. Whether you know it or not, you're collecting experiences. And some of you are stomping around collecting shit experiences going, oh, he was mean to me and she was rude. And you know, I had a fucking message yesterday from a woman who was just bitching about her life. And every single time I hear from her, she's like, well, you'll be really proud of me because I've survived this, because he was mean to me. And then I left this job because she was bullying me. And then I left this. I was in a club, but I had to leave and resign from my position as treasurer because, you know, they were rude to me. And she's such a fucking victim. And she's just looking to collect shit experiences. And I'm like, I think it's our job here's another metaphor. I like to collect shells on beaches. So, you know, when you're wandering along a beach and you're just collecting shit, like beautiful shit, like beach glass, like, you know, little bits of glass that's been worn down in the ocean, or you're collecting little shells, or you're collecting little random things. I love to collect little random things. That's sort of a headline in my life. But when I'm on a beach, I can't help myself. My beady little eyes want to hunt out things. And then you've got to go, okay, out of this whole handful of stuff, What are the main bits that are just divine, and treasure those? And I think life's like that. I think we have all this stuff in our life, and then you go, yeah, but what am I treasuring? What's the moment from yesterday that I'm going, ooh, put that in my little bank of gorgeous, in the bank of gorgeous? You know, just bank that. And what's my favorite memory of a person that just died? Put that in the bank of gorgeous, you know, and collecting gorgeous things. And I don't mean physical things. I mean moments. I mean experiences. I just love that. So that's my job. I'm trying every day to just bring a little bit of something into my world that reminds me that I had this amazing experience, because it's really easy to go somewhere, come back, and then just go, well, knickers up, Nancy, let's get on with it and carry on. And you just go back to your own world, and you talk the same, walk the same, dress the same, act the same, and do the same, and it's fucking boring. And you didn't go to all that effort to go to the other side of the world and come all the way back just to be the same. So how can you be a little bit different? How can you be a bit different because you were in a relationship with that person, or you met that person, or you read that book, or you saw that movie? Like, I love watching a movie and going, oh, like after I watched the movie Amelie, which is a really old movie, but if you haven't seen it, you must see it. It's a French movie with Audrey Tautou in it. I wore a red lipstick for about 3 weeks, just going, this is my little bit of Amelie. You know, it's like, how can you take a little bit of an experience and infuse it into you? There you go. That's my thought. That's my thinking this Friday, infusing experience into life so it becomes part of you. What are you infusing and what are you keeping? Like if every day was a handful of shells, what bits are you keeping and what bits are you just going, you can go back to the beach because you're lovely and you've given me a moment, but I don't need to take you with me. I don't need to take you with me. But what are the bits that you go, ooh? Now, this could be, you know, there's so much in that. There is so much. But it's like, what are some little things that you can do that, like I've got a pen that I got from a hotel in Italy that I'm using at work. And every time I look at this pen, I think, oh, no, it was in Italy. Right? And every time I order a tiny wee espresso instead of a big fat soy latte or a big, you know, or a shitty long black, I go, oh, it's because I'm Italian. And, you know, I'm annoying people. I don't care. I fucking don't care. I'm annoying and Italian. There we go. Happy Friday.